to I Am Over the Wall. Today I'm going to be continuing my talk on faith. We're going to talk about the A's of faith. And the first one is to have an attitude of gratitude. Because no matter where we're at in life, whatever circumstances we are having, we need to have an attitude of gratitude. That attitude gives us an energy level that gets us to vibrate on a higher frequency when we get excited. For the past couple of weeks before, you would have heard me talking about having an irrefutable sign that my faith is working and it's manifesting what it is that I want. And my sign is the butterfly. And when I see the butterfly, I get excited and I get happy. And that attitude of gratitude and faith really go hand in hand. So to always remember to be grateful for wherever you're at. And the other A is action, to be in movement and to performing an act. So this is a verb and not a noun. It's the state of motion of doing. So you're actually thinking is a doing an action, like moving your hands. Or if you're looking for a job, you're actually going job hunting. You're sending out your resume. You're making follow-up calls. If you want a relationship, you go to websites, you go out on dates. This is what we mean by having an action. And once you're doing, that really gets to exercise your faith. And then we also, when that A, you also got to look at activation. And the action and activation really go hand in hand, because when you're in action, you're activating and igniting that hope, the faith, the belief, and that gives you confidence. After activation, then we're going to look at authority. That means that you have the authority to control your life. Nobody else is coming, just you. You can't live your life for somebody else. You can't borrow faith, somebody else's faith. It's personal to you. So you have to be in authority. You have to be in control of your faith, your destiny. And that's what I mean by taking authority over your faith and over your life, because then faith becomes a lifestyle. When you have authority and you are the one pushing that button, faith then turns into a lifestyle. It becomes who you are. And after that, you got to ask yourself, can you afford not to have faith? Can you afford not to trust, not to have a belief in yourself, in what it is that you're trying to manifest? Because that's another thing that resonates at another level of frequency is the belief, the actions that you're taking that we talked about before, and everything vibrates on a frequency. Can you afford not to have your frequency of faith activated and in motion? I don't think so. So that is so cool. And then the other thing we want you to look at is accountability. Accountability is somebody holding you account for what it is that you want, holding you account to your faith. That person is a person that you trust. That person believes in you and where you're going and your goals and your dreams. And they're going to say, you know what? I think your faith is dipping today. What can we do to bring it up another notch and to another level? So they might ask you to meditate. They might ask you to pray. They might ask you to go read a book. They might ask you to do something to get you to that another level in your faith. So that person is really holding you accountable. And then when you completely surrender to that person, you will see that your faith and their faith bonded together can take you to another level. And once you've got that accountability set up, we're going to go on to affirmations. Like I was saying before, you're going to receive signs that is affirming what it is that you're manifesting and that your faith is actually working. You're going to see signs, like you're going to, somebody will out of the blue send you a job request, or an old friend will pop up in your life and ask you out, or a relationship that was done in the past. It could be a girlfriend, a boyfriend, somebody in your life, a relative that wasn't there before, all of a sudden your faith is activated on a whole new frequency. They show up. And sometimes what it would look like, that affirmation, is you want something, you're thinking about something, you're praying about something, you're meditating about something. And then somebody else comes along and says an agreement with you. That's what an affirmation is. It's an agreement. They're agreeing whatever it is that you are having faith for. So that is cool when affirmations come up. And then finally, what we want to look at is alignment. Is everything in alignment? You know, places, people, things all get connected. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in divine connection. And that's what it is that activates faith. And you know it's working. Things come into alignment as an act of divine connection. That's how we know that God and the universe is working and conspiring to give you whatever it is that you want. So we're asking you today to stay in an attitude of gratitude. Take action that activates, have authority. Can you afford not to have that faith? Are you being held accountable to somebody else? And is there affirmation in alignment with your faith? Once again, thank you for joining me, Fatima Gould, at I Am Over the Wall.